Here's a thought I'll title, When You Least Expect It, Part 2. So we're out photographing in the landscape. And we've spent some time this week in the sand dunes, and we've spent some time up and down rivers, and we've spent some time exploring Ain't Nature Grand, as Joe calls it. And it's been terrific. But I'll tell you the thing that got me the most excited. We pulled into a little farmer's driveway, if you will, to turn the truck around and head back the road the other way. And in that driveway were stacks and stacks of those giant white plastic bales of hay. There's a word for them, probably an official farming term. I don't know what it is. I just call them marshmallows of hay. They're huge. They're half the size of a car. You know what I'm talking about. There were a whole bunch of them stacked up by the side of the road. And I thought they made the most absolutely fantastic abstracts. And it was not just the bales themselves, like giant marshmallows all stacked up, but the plastic had patterns in it and angular lines and torn parts and flapping parts and all kinds of... I went crazy. It was fabulous. For about 30 minutes or so, I kept photographing, and every time I moved 6 inches or 12 inches or a couple of feet in one direction or the other, there was another composition. It was the least expected place to find something interesting to photograph in the midst of all this grand landscape that you can possibly imagine. But for this week, it's the most exciting thing that I've photographed so far. If you had told me that I was going to photograph these giant white plastic bales of hay, I would have told you, no way, there's nothing interesting there. But in fact, they were. And the lesson, I think, there that I need to remember is that I would have never photographed that if I hadn't been out here driving, looking, making myself available for the gifts when they pop up. That in fact, I could have just as easily been discouraged by not finding what I wanted in the sand dunes and in the rivers and in the trees and in the forest. I could have been discouraged and said, oh, heck with it. Let's throw in the towel and go. But you can't make great photographs if you give up looking for great photographs, or at least give up being available for potential subjects to fall in your lap. This one fell in my lap, and I'm very excited about it. I haven't seen the pictures yet. I haven't had a chance to finish it, so who knows? They may end up being, you know, not of any interest. But for 30 minutes, I was on fire with a potentially brand new subject that I've never photographed before in ways that I've never photographed that I think have the potential to be some really interesting work because I was just out here driving around looking. So sometimes where you least expect it.